Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 27th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI says it has reached a new deal with Microsoft that gives the AI startup more freedom to work with the rivals of one of its largest investors. It also caps the amount of revenue it must share with the software giant through 2030. Microsoft, meanwhile, will retain access to the startup's models and products and will no longer pay revenue share to OpenAI. The revised agreement is a sign of how competitive needs are shifting in the battle for dominance in AI, and the importance of having more flexibility to partner with others. Microsoft didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. China has banned Meta Platform's acquisition of AI startup Manus on national security grounds and ordered that the $2.5 billion deal be unwound. Chinese regulators announced a review of the deal in January, just days after Meta announced the acquisition, saying that cross-border acquisitions and the export of technology must comply with the law. Meta said in a statement that the transaction complied fully with applicable law and that the company anticipates an appropriate resolution to the inquiry. The development signals that Beijing is intent on limiting foreign involvement in its vibrant tech sector and keeping valuable intellectual property from leaving the country at a time when the U.S. and China are locked in an intensifying technology race. And a court in Taiwan has sentenced a former engineer at Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company to 10 years in prison for stealing trade secrets. The ruling involved multiple defendants indicted for allegedly orchestrating leaks of TSMC's proprietary tech to Japanese equipment maker Tokyo Electron in violation of Taiwan's security and trade secret laws. The case marks the first time Taiwan has used security legislation to prosecute intellectual property theft involving critical chip technology. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.